Rus Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin, and now the Parsha of the Shoes, a very famous part of Sefer Rus. V'zos lifnim b'Yisrael. V'zos lefanim b'Yisrael. And this was done in former times among the Jewish people. Al ha-ge'ula v'al ha-temura. When it concerned redemption and concerned exchange. L'kayim kol davar. To validate, to confirm every matter. So when it came time to confirm redemption, exchange, sale, we do something akin to this when we sell our chametz. The Rav has you pick up a pen. We did it recently at my son-in-law's chasana, where we picked up a pen when we were handling some parts of the tzanoim. Sholaf ish na'alo v'nosan l'reyehu. A man removed his shoe and gave it to his friend, to his neighbor. V'zos hatu'uda b'Yisrael, and this was the process of ratification in Israel. Te'uda, in modern Hebrew, the news. This pasuk is the sole Tanakh source for a kinyan that gets a tremendous amount of attention in Masechta Kedushin, called chalipin, an ancient form of exchange where a symbolic act of barter or kinyan consummates a transaction, even if the purchase money hasn't changed hands yet. We sometimes also use today a kinyan sudar, where a garment is held by both parties. The Rambam describes, the purchaser, the buyer, gives to the seller an item that can be used for something, and says, acquire this article, this shoe, this pen, in exchange for the property you sold me at such and such a price. As soon as the seller lifts up the item and takes possession of it, the purchaser acquires title to the party, and neither party can back out of the deal. So when the buyer hands over gives over the item of the shoe or the shirt, and the seller picks it up, the buyer is indicating his willingness to pay the price that he's agreed to, even if he has to take the shirt off his own back. So again, it's the purchaser, the buyer, who hands the object over. When we sell chametz, I pick up the Rav's pen. The Rav is buying the chametz from me to then transfer over to the non-Jew. So it's the Rav's pen. He's the buyer. And he hands me a pen, and I pick it up to establish that I am selling the object. The Ibn Ezra says the reason we use shoes is based on convenience. It's always, as you would, at hand. This is not to be confused with chalitza, which is also a symbolic act involving a shoe. That act frees the Yavama to marry anybody else. That's why it's using the word chalaf, shalaf ish na'alo, shalaf, instead of chalatz, chalitza. So this is not an act of chalitza, even though it's reminiscent of Yibum, it's not. And the Ibn Ezra says it's easier to take off your shoe than your pants or your shirt. Certainly a lot less exposure in public. And so you take off the shoe. The word te'uda implies edus, testimony that the transaction is complete, and it's irrevocable. So says Sefer Rus, this was a traditional kinyan chalipin, as was done in ancient times. Pasuk Ches, and now the Goel says his last words, Vayomer HaGoel LeBoaz, Kineloch. And the Goel says to Boaz, you buy it for yourself, which is a throwback to the previous Pasuk in Pasuk Zion. I don't want to do it, you buy it for yourself. By Yishlof Na'alo, and he took off his shoes. So by announcing in front of the Sanhedrin and the whole community, he's demanding an immediate kinyan, and Boaz complies and formalizes the acceptance. So it says he took off his shoe. So who took off whose shoe? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Zayin, says Boaz took off his shoe because Boaz is buying the rights to be a Goel. So he takes off the shoe. He's the purchaser. But there's a minority opinion that says that it was Tov, the Goel, who took off his shoe. But so apparently Boaz takes his shoe off, and the Tov, his uncle, is going to relinquish all rights. Pasuk Tes, Vayomer Boaz Lazakenim V'chol Ha'am. And Boaz said to the Zakenim and to all of the people who by now was a large, significant number of people gathered around, Edim atem hayom, you are witnesses this day, ki konisi es kol asher le'elimelech, that I have purchased all that belonged to Elimelech, the eis kol asher lechilyon umachlon, and everything that belonged to Kilyon and Machlon, miyad Naomi, from the hand of Naomi. Boaz, according to the Mefarshim, summons two groups of witnesses. One to the land purchase, because there's so many people there, and one to his marriage to Rus, who's not even present at the Chasana. He made everyone a witness, far more than the minimum of two Edim, to ensure that everything is legal, there will be no impediments, that everything is done with halachic propriety all the way through, no supposed or potential previous land buyer. Once the person is an aid to the new transaction, he forfeits his claim that he was a previous buyer. So you can't say, I'm an aid to Boaz redeeming the field, and then say, pull out of your back pocket, but wait, I have a deed. By testifying to Boaz's purchase, you are saying that your purchase was not a purchase. Boaz has now acquired all the property of Elimelech, his heirs, Machlon and Kilyon, any other fields in addition to this one indebted to the Ksuba. He says Kilyon umachlon out of order to make clear that no inheritor from Kilyon, for example, Orpah, the estranged widow, would ever be able to return to contest Boaz's ownership. But Machlon was the older brother, and the greater brother, Zocha, to a wife like Rus. So now Boaz has completed the redemption, but he has a little more to say, because Rus still remains to be dealt with, and he will do so openly and specifically.